We'll now commence to open up the meeting and have our invocation.
Let's have a moment of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this great country, the freedom we have, especially celebrate the greatest event in history this Easter. We pray for those all over the world that don't have the freedom that we have. God, we are a blessed people. Be with the commissioners and the judges today, Father, as they make decisions for this county, for the better of the county. We give you the glory and praise in Christ's name. Amen.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Honor the Texas flag.
Pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one indivisible.
Okay, welcome everybody. Okay, that's the enthusiastic crowd. It was really quiet.
That's Karen back there not behaving.
Making noises. Kind of like. Huh?
I wonder if maybe I'd say something, stir them up.
Do we need to?
Get the chair. Get the chair for
us. Let me show you your new seat.
Yes. All right. Item 1, open court session for comments from court and citizens on items that may or may not need to be placed on the following agenda for consideration. Each person addressed to the court may be limited to 3 minutes. Anyone like to address the court at this time? Anybody but the media? No, go ahead, sir.
Hey, I'm Dave Rogers from The Record, and I think meeting should be at 2 o'clock on Tuesday.
All right. Thank you.
Keith Mayer, Orange County Sheriff. I just want to remind the court and everyone this is National Telecommunicators Week, commonly called dispatchers. It would be nice if maybe someone would call them and just let them know they're very appreciative of what they do. Not only our dispatchers, but every dispatcher in the city, in the county of Orange and everything, and all the telecommunicators everywhere. It's a very hard, trying ride. I've always kind of said in some of the talks that I give, if you really want to get on a roller coaster, go in dispatch. One minute you're handling a very crisis call that may not end up, you know, the way you would like for it. Then another may be a call that's handled where it is a good ending. And those men and women that do that have a very trying mental job and very much appreciate it. So I just want to remind y'all that this is National Telecommunicators Week. Thank you.
I tell you what, Sheriff, I've seen him in action over there. It's unbelievable.
It is.
Talk about multitasking.
Yeah.
People's lives are involved.
I didn't know you could do 4 or 5 things at once.
Yeah.
Know every single one of them.
Okay. Anyone else like to address the court? All right. Item 2, discussion of possible action regarding filing in the minutes of the court. Direct deposit from the State Comptroller's Office of Public Accounts in the amount of $383,734.70. Funds represent a half a cent sales and use allocation for the month of February 2019 and have been credited to the general fund.
Second.
I just would like to know where we were. Were we up or down?
Down. But it's kind of a skewed number.
Yes.
The Harvey hangover.
We had the Harvey years.
Oh, okay.
So compared to the Harvey years, we're below because Harvey was so much of an increase.
That's right.
But when you compare it to previous years before that, we're actually up a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, motion been made by Commissioner Precinct 1, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 3. Any further discussions? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item 3, discussion of possible action regarding payment of bills approved by the county auditor's per test and listing, and specifically as follows. We have $124,304 to Elite Contractors and Equipment from the general fund for installation of PZ-27 sheet piling. Item B, $82,358.16 from Texas Association of Counties Health and Employee Benefits Pool. From general fund for group medical, dental, life, and retiree insurance under the age of 65. Mm-hmm. $35,000 to Weaver and Tidwell from the General Fund for progress bill of the 2018 audit. And
Schedule of bills by fund and department. Fund 1, the General Fund, $390,487.44. Fund 2, Road and Bridge, $73.44. Fund 3, Mosquito Control, $249.99. Adult Probation, $7,239.91. Airport, $1,313.17. Other funds, $38,462.73. For a total of $437,826.68.
I move to go ahead and pay the bills as listed by the auditor.
Second.
Wait, I just want to... just
1-4, hold on just a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 4. Any discussions?
I just want to... this new Weaver and Tidwell, aren't they a new auditing firm?
Yes. This is the first year that they are doing our annual
When did
audit.
They start?
Last month. And I think they just completed the audit.
No, they're not done.
Or they're not complete yet, but that'll be
getting close. They'll come in.
And we will see all that once it's completed.
Yes, there's an annual financial report and single audit report at the end of
the year. And had the other auditing firm been here a long time? Mm-hmm. So this one's only going to be like 3 years.
It's 2 or 3. It depends on.
Two or three years. I mean,
we did a year this year.
One year.
We'll review it.
Thank you. I just wanted to know that.
And also wanted to make a clarification, not a clarification, but an explanation on the other funds. I think that was, so we've had some discussions about that. I think what we're going to see is that is basically it's a consolidated fund with consolidated of the department, so they don't have to list everything out. So we're going to change the naming of that to the consolidated departmental fund, so it's a little bit more explained about what it is and not just other.
Consolidated expense.
And that way it explains what it's being used for, not just
Thank
other
you.
Being open-ended.
Mm-hmm.
On the other.
And so when we see... when we see these other items where you see things are going to move to other, that's going to be changed.
That was part of an effort to kind of streamline the budget and consolidate some things and not have so many small accounts for every department. And there are things in there, like for certain departments, it might be their uniform cleaning. Mm-hmm. Others, it's Net Data and Omni for their iTickets or office supplies. So it's dependent on the department and how consistently regular they have expenses, then some of those things were consolidated.
We're going to call it a consolidated departmental expense.
Okay. That's a good thing.
And not just other.
Other is kind of like the word miscellaneous.
Yeah, and that kind of raises, questions of transparency.
So that's what I said. So I went in here, we had some discussions about that, and we're going to change that.
Clark, I see we're paying for that piling.
Yes.
That's it for Four Oaks Ranch Road.
That's what that PZ-27.
Didn't we get some money on a grant for that?
We expect to be reimbursed from FEMA. This is due to damage during the flood we had on the Neches River in 2015-16.
Right. We got that completed?
Not yet.
Not yet.
The sheet pile is in place. That part's done. Now the county has to do a little bit of work. And we should finish that up probably next week.
Okay.
Thank you, Clark.
Okay, any further questions or discussions on the presented bills by the auditor and those listed on the agenda? Okay, to accept and pay the bills, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item 4, discussion of possible action regarding line item transfer involving 128 Judicial District Court, $500 for travel, 2 office supplies. Need a motion and a second.
Motion.
Second. Okay, number 2.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 2. Any discussions? You know what? Let me take them all.
Yeah.
Hold on. I just realized it.
Oh. Yeah, because...
yeah, I'll have you all amend the motions in a minute. The second one is just the Precinct 4 involving $6,000 from contingency to consolidated funds listed at other on this agenda. And then the third one is the Orange County Airport, $1,500 from travel, regular dues, etc., to consolidated funds, and that's listed as other.
Okay.
Now, have Precinct 3 amend their motion. Precinct 2 amend her second.
Yes.
Amended.
Okay. Motion's been amended and seconded. Any further discussions?
All right. just explanation.
Yeah.
Okay, so I had some questions around Rodney Price's ask on his, and so I went and got some clarification on that. And basically his, the reason that his money is the difference, because it's coming out of contingency, I want to make sure we're covering, but it's because they've been writing a lot more tickets up in that area, and the processing fees for data and the Omni projects on that is a lot more, but the actual income is even more than that. So even though it's coming out of contingency, it's covered in that. It just wasn't budgeted that amount because didn't foresee that many more tickets being rode in that area and expenses up there. But it's actually covered in itself.
Okay, good.
Because the money's going into the general fund from the tickets.
So Lane will be coming to ask for a new ticket book, you're sure.
That's probably that'd be the next thing you'd be asking for.
That's okay.
DPS has been
but it's DPS and Lane both.
Okay.
It's a combination. So, but that's what it was, because I wanted to make sure, because I was concerned about the contingency.
Yeah, I was a little concerned about coming out of contingency and why it wasn't budgeted. And so, okay, that explains that.
That's it. Okay, I just wanted to make sure we got it. So, any other thing?
When it goes up, usually the tickets are up, too. Mm-hmm. Income. All right. Okay. All in favor, please probably say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Aye. Set it. Item 5, discussion of possible action to increase the hotel rate from $201.25 to $209.30 per night for the upcoming tax assessor collector conference in June 2019.
You want to talk so much earlier?
Well, you were tagging the bags. So we'll
let me tell you something. The judge was nice enough to tell us all good afternoon. And everybody just sat here like a bump on the wall. Somebody had to respond. And I'm on record.
So you were the only one out of the whole room.
That's right.
There you go.
See, it was $8
and a nickel worth of response.
I'll save you the trouble. I'll make the motion we alter this hotel rate.
The only thing I wanted to know.
I'll second that.
Is this just for this time, or do we need to?
This is not a policy change.
This is not a policy change.
This is just the one time. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Might be Austin. Callison.
That must be that.
Why is all these conferences down on the beach?
I know.
We got to work on our tents.
Apparently.
This is in Galveston.
Galveston?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're going to Galveston this year.
And that's high for Galveston.
Moody Not Gordon. Anymore.
Huh?
No, Moody Gordon.
That's a pretty good price.
Oh, no.
That's a pretty good price.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the host hotel, I'm supposed to.
It is.
Yeah.
And I needed two rooms, but I only ended up with one. So, see? Saving the county money. What else can I say?
Good.
Okay.
Okay, motion been made. Second motion made by Commissioner Precinct 4, second by Commissioner Precinct 3 to allow this one change on the hotel rate. That's listed on the agenda. Any further discussion? All in favor, sit top of saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Item 6, discussion of possible action to the certification of the March 2019 collection report for the tax office as required under PCT 31.10.
For March's collection, it was $3,732,377.67. The county portion is $596,359.73. And our collection percentage is 94.49%.
94.49.
Is that normal for this time of year?
Yeah.
Okay. Need a motion?
I make a motion that we accept this report.
Second.
2-1. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 2, second by Commissioner Precinct 1. 2, placing the minutes of court the certification of March 2019 collection report from the tax office. Any further discussion? All in favor, sit by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Aye, have it.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Item 7, discussion of possible action to allow Orange County judge to sign a resolution for the State Homeland Security Program, grant 333-7302. This grant was approved on February 13, 2018 by Commissioner's Court. This request is to update the signatures of authorized official per the governor's office.
So moved.
Second.
Don't y'all need an explanation on what this is?
We're just changing the signature.
Well, you may explain for the new ones. Just, I knew what it was. I knew what the
So do we need to sign it? Just call.
No, I've got a...
Okay.
I'll remember.
Okay.
Yeah, he will. The next three are all involving the same... two of them involving the same thing.
Same thing.
You can go ahead.
All right, Commissioners, Judge, it's simply the state has recommended due to the turnover that we not name the county judge inside the body of the resolution, that we just put county judge and allow whoever that may be. And apparently that is just standard across the state. It was just the way that it was originally written. I assumed we needed to place the name inside the body. So... it should carry us out through the termination of the grant.
Yeah, we just leave the judge's name off and just put the office.
Yes.
Yes.
So,
and then the judge can sign and print his name underneath.
Yes, sir.
So we need an amendment on that, Judge? Hmm? We need to amend this?
No, I think it's...
I think that's what...
Yeah. It says to allow the county judge to sign a resolution. The resolution states that we change it. Just an open box.
Uh-huh.
The resolution that you have should not have
name
County Correct. Judge Carl Thibodeau. It should just be County Judge.
Yes.
And then he will sign at the bottom.
So I'm in my motion to strike Carl K. Thibodeau after that.
You just have County Judge name.
And put just County Judge.
Okay. I didn't say it, though. And when I read it, I left my name out.
Well, I'll second that.
All right. Okay. We got a motion, Commissioner 1, taken by Commissioner 2. Any further discussion? All in favor, sit top of saying aye. Opposed? Ayes have it. Item 8.
Thank you.
Discussion possible action to allow Orange County Judge to sign a resolution for the State Homeland Security Program, Grant 3820101. Grant was approved February 19th by Commissioner's Court. This request is to update the signature of authorized and official per the Governor's Office. It's the same situation.
It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Moved
in. And I'll second it again.
Okay, motion been made and seconded. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 1, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 2. Any discussions?
No.
All in favor, sit at the top saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Okay, item 9. Discussion of possible action for authorization for the Sheriff's Office to purchase 2 restraint chairs for the jail. The cost for the 2 chairs will be $4,344, which will be a capital outlay item. If approved by the court, a line item transfer will be required for the purchase.
Judge, Commissioner, this is normally something that we try our best not to do during budget year because it is a capital outlay request, which is normally at the start of a budget. We're in need of these 2 chairs pretty bad in the jail, so that's why we decided to put it on the agenda. We're fortunate enough that we have some money that we can move around to pay for these where we don't have to ask for it to come out of contingency or any other account. So we feel like that we'll have enough to pay for these. And then come this coming budget, when we start a budget process, and that, you know, we'll be able to mark those off our capital outlay because we would have already purchased them if the court approved it.
Is the $4,304, is that for both of them, or is that
for both of them?
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So moved.
Second. Okay.
3-2. Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 3, second by Commissioner Precinct 2, to allow the purchase of 2 restraint chairs for $4,344 for the Sheriff's Office. Any further discussion? All in favor, sit five saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item 10, discussion of possible action regarding line item transfer from the medical and drug supplies for $8,000 to the capital outlay for $4,344, which will be to purchase the 2 restraint chairs, and $3,656 to the consolidated funds listed as other. Any discussions?
What's the other?
The other is what was discussed earlier. Is just okay. A lot of items come out of
other things.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
It's when they consolidated a lot of accounts into one account.
And then that can happen.
That's the consolidation.
We don't know if we're even going to spend that. We have no plans on that money. But
it's there,
so
you
it
need
wouldn't
it.
Be zero there and have to come back again. We just
are
going to leave some money in there.
Yes. Well, I make a motion to accept this and for us to pay this because I think it's needed in the jail.
Second.
Motion made by Commissioner Precinct 2, seconded by Commissioner Precinct 4 to transfer the needed dollars as requested on the agenda item. Any further discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Ayes have it. Okay. Brings up to item number 11. Before we adjourn the meeting, I wanted to bring something up, and it was brought up by the reporter for the record. But I was going to change, if nobody in the court has any problems with it, I'm going to change the Tuesday special call sessions to 2 o'clock. People have meetings on Tuesdays. We got Rotary and other things that makes it difficult to get here by 1:30 a lot of times. So if nobody has a problem with it, starting next week, the Tuesday special call sessions will be at 2 o'clock in the afternoon instead of 1:30.
But we'll still have that one on Wednesday.
Yeah, that's the
we
can't change that one.
Can we change it next year?
Yes. Yeah, that's okay. Granted for now. But okay. The rest of them, we can change the special call sessions, the dates and times anytime we want to. But I'm going to put them at 2 o'clock, see how that works out for everybody.
Anything that will make it.
Right. Discussion, possible action regarding adjourning the meeting.
Motion.
Second.
Motion made second. Meeting adjourned.